Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Shelley Schratz, former Amherst Town Board member with Amherst Concerned Citizens, is on the WBEN Lifeline. Last night, Amherst Concerned Citizens presented results of a survey of residents. Shelley, what were you asking people and what stood out to you?
Well, we have to have a point of clarification. Last night, we did not present. We decided to wait to the next meeting because we are actually making some good strides, and we felt it was important to give the people that filled out the survey and the ones that did not to know just how important their voices are and what it can accomplish if we work together. So we did not. It will be up at the next meeting, and that's a week from now, not this next week, but the week after that, because there's things we have to look into first before we say something, because it might have been changed. You see, so we decided in best interest of everybody.
Good strides. But, what do you mean?
Well, good strides is that, you know, this has been going on for like a year and a half now, 2 years almost, right? And the fighting with the board and the residents not happy, you know, let's face it, everybody was mad about the tax increase and how it went about. But the one thing I learned on the town board is the only way you get anything accomplished is you have to listen both sides and you have to compromise. And so, we could have done the survey. No one told us we couldn't. Okay. But we really felt after some of it, like, let's put it this way. When we have people that are asking questions of departments and want to sit down and meet, these doors have now been opened. Okay. And the conversation is actually seeing, and I can't give you specifics. Okay. But problems being worked out, and we just have to figure out how to do it. So to me and to the group, and there's a lot of us in this group, okay? Like last night, there weren't a lot of people at the meeting last night. And I think that the stride that's come out of this is that the residents have, they're awake, okay? And they are the voice of the people that go to the board members. I mean, I'm talking some nice big things. They talked about the budget hearing. They're going to include, obviously, the people and include the budget meeting. I wasn't sure if it was the first, the second. Some people weren't too sure talking about it, but the budget meeting is huge, all right? And what this did for the people this last year, and yes, it's been, you know, at times very frustrating, okay? But what it's done is now they know what the budget process is, and now they need to get engaged. Do they have to go work and do all those other things? No, but know the voices of the people that are representing them. Come to a meeting, watch it on YouTube, okay? Send your concerns to your town residents, your town elected officials, okay? That's the only way we're going to get stuff done. Go ahead.
Have you gotten a good response to the survey?
We got we didn't get a response like we got for the referendum, okay, because we were doing it kind of quickly, all right, and we were trying to get it done. But now more questions have come up and more answers have come up. So we are hoping, our goal is, and from talking to the supervisor, we want the town board to be a part of a new survey. Okay, that's really what we want. We're going to do a joint survey. How do you work this out? Because last night they mentioned, you know, comprehensive master plan. They're going to go back and revisit that. And what that means is go back and have the people included in that. I sat on a comprehensive master plan board, and it's so much information, and it's wonderful. It's inclusion. When will this happen? Who knows? So we want to give it a week, and we want to keep finding out how much more, you know, how people can get engaged. Still, that's the key. You know, Susan, Brian, the key is we can all complain about stuff, and we have the right to, okay? Our taxes are ridiculous, okay? But if you're not part of the solution, the problem is never going to get better. You can only have so many people talking about it. There is no election this year for the town, which is a good thing, which means, okay, folks, let's tell them what we want and what we need. And that's happening. And I know for some people, they wanted a big, like, bash of what everything, you know, they're bad and this and this. Let me be clear. The people are not happy with the state of government. That's all I can say at this point, because we want to make sure we had our facts right when we put certain things together, not that we didn't, but to confirm, because we are making headway. We don't want to jeopardize that. That's too important to the people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say?
When it comes to the musical fair project, I mean, was that one of the key sticking points there, and them pulling out of whatever they were going to do in Amherst, or that conversation that was continuing? Is that a big point that is having you maybe look at this and say, hold on, let's reassess?
Well, actually, I mean, musical fair is not going in the town of Amherst, nor is the museum. And at the end of the day, those were due to the referendum and the people speaking, but also to the people that have been coming to the meeting. So, yes, they're not there. So that shows part of it, but that's not why we're not showing the survey, because that has been going on. That was a lot of hard work, and it did it. But there's other projects and other things that the budget is huge. You know, and all the empty properties that are out there. People last night were asking, what about this and what about that? And, you know, our taxes going up. So we wanted to pause this 1 week, okay, because Brian gave answers to everybody that spoke. He responded to everything. Now, that's the first at the end of the meeting where he really did it, and everybody could understand it. That door is open, okay, and same with some of the board members. And like appointing people to the boards, we have all these boards that are supposed to assist the town board members, and there's vacancies everywhere. That's a huge thing. So we made some really good strides. That's really what it is. Musical Fair and Westwood. Okay, now the Westwood is still in the lawsuit. Okay, you know, finishing up. I mean, the judge decided, but now they're deciding what's going to be done. We want them to have, the people of the town have to have a seat at that table for what moves forward. So if we just give out the survey right this minute when they're making headway, we need to know what that is. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
It does.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Hey, Shelley.
We appreciate you coming on this morning.
Great. Okay. Thank you. If I hear more, I'll let you know.
That's Shelley Schratz, former Amherst Town Board member of the Amherst Concerned Citizens, which is pausing its survey results.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.